Live and Lansing, Jack Ebling is on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Jack and Scott, Ebling and you, 1320 WILS. A lot going on in downtown Lansing. I know that TJ Duckett has another get-together tonight of young professionals. And I want to bring in Jesse Wortley Adler from the Grand River Connection. Hi, Jess. How are you?
Hey, Jack. How's it going?
Good. What's the buzz? What's going on downtown?
Oh, gosh. What's not going on downtown right now? That's a better question this month. let's start at the top.
Okay.
Tomorrow night at the Corner Bar will be the Grand River Connection,
mm-hmm.
and that's from 6 to 8 p.m. And, you know, that's your typical networking, monthly gathering, social event.
Are they usually at the Corner Bar, for those who know where that is?
They're not. We change every month, and we go someplace new. And this was not someplace that we had been, even though it's become one of the hot spots in Lansing.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd check it out there and give people a chance that hadn't been there.
All right.
And if you don't know where it's at the corner of Shiawassee and Cedar. Right across from where the city market used, you know, kitty corner from where the city market used to be.
Right. A lot of people probably walked by it during Common Ground.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, it's been kind of a media hangout, so be careful. Your reputation may suffer.
So it's a pretty cool place, so we're excited to go there.
Okay.
What else do we got? Oh, last week Lansing was named the number 7 in creating jobs by the Milliken Institute.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? I saw that. In fact,
yeah.
We talked about that a little bit. But, you know, first we got the Kiplinger rating, one of the top 10 cities for young professionals. And now we get this, and a lot of people are shaking their heads.
I know, you know, and they shouldn't be, because we've got a lot of great stuff going on in Lansing, and it's a testament to what we've been able to do, especially as the young professionals and as the developers and the entrepreneurials, that, you know, we're bringing jobs to Lansing, and we're making it a place that people actually want to come and live, amazingly enough, and that's great for us. I mean, I'm kind of a testament to it. I just recently had landed a new job myself here in Lansing,
mm-hmm.
and you know, I'm just one of the few, and many, or not one of you, one of the many that are landing jobs here.
Okay, congratulations on that. You want to tell us a little bit about the job?
I'm at Emergent BioSolutions doing communications, and kind of because of term limits, had to find something new. And you know, my number one priority was staying in Lansing, and luckily enough that I was able to land something because we are creating jobs here, and I didn't have to go elsewhere.
Well, you're over there with Mark Alley, right?
Yeah.
Okay, terrific.
Great person.
What about some of the things coming up here? We're getting to Halloween, and I know that there are a lot of charitable things going on, too. These young professionals don't sit still very long.
No, they don't. And, you know, that's definitely one of the things going on is the REO Eats project. I think you've had a couple of people on to talk about that.
Right.
Which is the new restaurant that they're creating in Rio Town.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's a big thing coming up. I think I looked at the website today and they're on 77 days to go because they wanted to get it done in 90. So it's ticking away, but there's a poll up today to vote on the theme of the restaurant.
Okay.
So I would like to encourage people to go check that out. It's at RioEatsProject.com.
And, are people responding to that, Jess?
They seem to be. I mean, when you look at the poll, there's quite a few. I mean, it's all based on percentages, but it definitely looks like people are responding. And when I just pulled it up, and the local theme, there's gritty, retro, modern, steampunk, but local seems to be winning. And I think that's, you know, that's definitely something that we're all looking for is local.
Were you involved with the group that was at city council protesting or advocating for the construction with the marketplace plan and what got stonewalled?
Due to my choir rehearsal, I was not at the meeting, but I'm good friends with both Rory and Joe, who are running as a result of it, and of those who have participated. And I would have been there had I not had rehearsal, because I do think it's important from a development standpoint, not specifically just this particular issue, but the message that it's sending to future developers that want to come to Lansing.
All right. Well, we appreciate all your information, as always, and we're going to talk with you again next month.
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me, Jack.
All right. That is Jesse Wortley Adler, the Grand River Connection, and